Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Slovenia's capital Ljubljana has absorbed culinary influences from Italy, Austria and the Balkans, but if you want cuisine from every continent, you need to head to a cobbled street just outside the historical centre. Monocle's guide Eloni can take us for a tour from the banks of the Ljubljanica River to the city's central market.
Welcome to Ljubljana. I like to start my culinary days here at Ek Bistro, a small, stylish space on the banks of the Ljubljanica River. In the summer, you can sit outside, and in the cool months, it's surprisingly cozy inside, despite the bare brick walls. What order? Brunch. Brunch or brunch. It's the only place I know in the city which does a decent Eggs Benedict, and it's also got a nice line in cinnamon rolls.
Adio, Ljubljana. Now, come with me around the corner and we'll push our bicycles up the cobbled slopes opposite the rather funky looking grain bridge, and we'll get onto Trubarjeva Cesta. In this part of Europe, you'll often find the same kind of cuisine pretty much anywhere you go. Heavy on the meat and potatoes, with a side order of cabbage if you're lucky. But not here on Trubarjeva Cesta. We're now in front of a place which is really unique. Skukna is a social enterprise restaurant, and it was specifically set up with the aim to bridge the gap between Slovenians and immigrants, and they're doing that the best possible way through people's stomachs. So if you come here, you'll find there's a rotating menu of dishes reflecting the nationalities of the staff in the kitchen and waiting on the tables. So I'm looking at today's menu. It says it's from Nigeria. There's a coconut curry, and if that's anything as good as the Zimbabwean curry I've had here before, I'd give it my highest possible recommendation. We've also got this week, according to the signboard, Tunisia, Iran, India, Bangladesh. Now we've pulled up in front of Jeo Redu Primož, which translates as, "Are you okay, Primož?" This is a beer shop, a pivoteka, and it specialises in craft beers. So let's quickly pop into Jeo Redu Primož and see what the offerings are.
There's between 200 and 300 different beers. So everything on this side is Slovenian. The other side are beers from other countries, like from Estonia, England, Denmark, Croatia, and so on and so on. There's a lot of craft breweries in Slovenia. There's almost 100 of them already.
And if you're feeling hungry after downing a craft beer or two, well, next door, we've got just the place. This is Pinsa by Rustica, and as it says underneath, it's pizza gourmet. It's actually made from a combination of different flours, not just wheat, but rice and soy flours as well. And the people who run Pinsa say this makes it very light, very easy to digest, and the toppings, of course, look absolutely scrumptious. It would be easy to miss this next place, but I suggest that you don't, because Chompa is somewhat legendary on the Ljubljana culinary scene. It's only open in the evenings from 7 o'clock, and it provides some of the most succulent meat that you're ever likely to eat in your entire life, all in an extremely convivial atmosphere. But a word of warning, it's not a place for vegetarians or for people who love horses, unless, of course, they want to eat them. One of the specialities of the house is colt steak. So we're cycling over the Dragon Bridge now, and then we're straight into the central market of Ljubljana. There's the market itself with all the fresh produce from all around Slovenia, and on the right-hand side, there are some speciality stalls which are well worth checking out. So here, for example, Buchno Olje, pumpkin seed oil. That's a speciality of Slovenia. There's also truffles there, liqueurs,
olive oil. That'll be from Istria, which is one of the best olive oil production regions in the world. I want to finish our little tour at one of the more unique and charming features in Ljubljana. On the side of the central market, you have a Mleko Mat, which, as it says here, helpfully in English, provides daily unskimmed, fresh, raw cow's milk. 30 cents gets you a bottle. Then you move over to the dispensing area. And then one simply presses the button to start. There we are. A litre of fresh, raw milk. It's exceedingly tasty. And that's the end of our little culinary tour of Trubarjeva, Sesta and the Central Market. Thanks very much for joining me. For Monocle in Ljubljana, I'm Guy Delaunay.
This has been episode number 120 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Guy for the tour in Ljubljana. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.